When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, it's our 250th Apathetic Enthusiasm. Holy crap. We're celebrating. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. a number so large, it's almost impossible to fathom, Brandon.
Yeah. You can't even calculate the number. It's so large. You know, it's like a, I said,
like if you took 250 $1 bills.
Yeah.
And laid them all out.
Right. In a row.
You'd have a mess.
You would.
It would.
If it's like a windy day, like you're in for a world of hurt. And in that sense, welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm's 250th episode, spectacular. It's a windy day. We're blowing your mind. we're blowing your mind today. We got really some fantastic content for you. No, everybody. No, please stop.
The live studio audience is okay. Back.
Hey, put that horn down. Stop that, sir. Get out of here. Come on. Enough of that. No, but thanks. It's good to have you.
You know, I really did used to like Apathetic Enthusiasm until like episode 250. And then they really turned into like a morning zoo type of radio program. It just wasn't quite the same after that.
That's right. That's right.
All right, everybody. All right. I'm Travis. He's Brandon.
I don't get to use these all the time because it's a celebration.
You don't.
Okay. All right. No, I'm done. All right.
I really hope my audio mixing was working out this time.
Yeah, for sure. So
we didn't lose all of those.
What the fuck was that? What was that? It's a record scratch. Okay, enough of that. Yeah, sorry, we'll move on from that. Yeah, okay. All right, you don't have to applaud us moving on from the sound effects. All right. Hey everybody, I'm Brandon, and that's my friend Travis. He is in a hotel room with probably the best internet he's ever had. And we're here to bring you
inarguably
250th episode. Oh my God, it's so exciting! It's so exciting that we didn't plan any actual content for this episode. I feel like every milestone episode,
you didn't, Brandon. I have very little things planned. I do want to start by saying, if you're new here. If this is your first time hearing or watching us, follow us all over social media at Apathusiast on X. Our email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. Send us a congratulatory email for 250 episodes. Instagram, we're at apathetic_enthusiasm. And our website is apatheticenthusiasm.com. You can check out video versions of our podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Big thanks to all the patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Thank you for your support and undying love for all of our podcast endeavors. Do you like jazz? Yeah, that's it. Brandon, I didn't plan content. I did look up a few things that we're going to look at here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted this to be a moment of reflection.
Okay.
I wanted this to be an opportunity for us to reminisce.
Yeah.
To look back on, and we talk about 250. It is a milestone, but it's not like we've only made 250 podcasts in the nearly 10 years that we've been podcasting. That is specific to Apathetic Enthusiasm episodes, not any of the other podcast episodes that we have created across our sprawling Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast network, where you can find the likes of Interdimensional RSS, the Unofficial Rick and Morty podcast, Submitted for Your Approval, a Twilight Zone podcast. Rounding the Bases is probably still available on some platforms.
Yes.
I don't know. Did you take those down? Can you still download them?
Yeah, no, you can still download them. Matt's brother Ross still wears the Rounding the Bases shirts, which you can find for sale on tpublic.com.
Yeah, I don't know that we're still using that site, but yeah, you can buy a shirt.
We still have shirts.
I'm not going to get mad at you.
We still have shirts on TeePublic because my friend Jess, former boss, he was saying like, hey, you know, any good companies to buy shirts from? I said, you know, I'm not really a fan of TeePublic. Their quality is not really up there. But if you want to give me some money by buying one of our shirts, here's a link to our
apatheticenthusiasm.com/shop. Yeah,
and you too can get like I went back and I there are a couple of Rounding the Bases shirts there that are like I half-assed those designs so much using Canva. I was just like, we have a shirt Rounding the Bases. Yeah. I don't think anyone bought those designs, but anyway. Yeah.
Anyway,
let's reminisce.
Anyway, so yeah, almost 10 years. I didn't look up the actual date. I do get reminders on, I think, like either Facebook or Instagram every year or so, where it's like a picture of us like in your garage in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where this podcast was born. And it is crazy to me to think that after all this time, after all of this life that we've experienced, we are still carving out at least one day a week to get together, to record, to put stuff out on the internet, for better or worse. And even in situations like this, where my internet is questionable, where I'm away from home for a period of time, I dedicated luggage space to my microphone and my microphone stand and my ring light and my webcam, like all the stuff that I definitely did not need to bring with me under normal circumstances. Because this is something that I love doing. I don't know if you're doing it out of some sort of personal obligation or not, but it's a fun thing that we've gotten a chance to put this content out there, and it's really opened up a lot of opportunities for us to do some really cool things. So, I don't know. Tell me everything you love about podcasting, Brandon.
Yeah, I want to reminisce, Travis. I want to reminisce back to 2015. When we started this adventure together, this 250, and by the way, everybody, every 50 episodes, we're going to have the same conversation, because I feel it's
oh, yeah.
I feel it's necessary.
Just wait for the 10-year anniversary next year.
And we're going to be just as half-assed then as we are now. But anyway, I feel it's important, right, in podcasting to have these episodes where we just repeat some content, because people jump in in the middle of it and they're like, I don't want to go 250 episodes. That's why I don't listen to Critical Role, because I'm like, I don't have a lifetime's worth of time to listen to people play D&D.
I don't listen to Critical Role because I don't have like 4 hours every week to just listen to their adventure.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean, Travis. And thanks for listening.
People have one hour or 45 minutes if we're lucky. To reminisce with us every 50 episodes.
That reminds me.
Because it's not just us. It's the fans that are reminiscing as well.
That reminds me, actually, Travis. So Hassan, if you're listening, I was supposed to call you while you're on your way for a road trip last week. And instead, you got to listen to my voice podcasting instead of me just talking to you on the phone about something that I was supposed to do. Anyways, apologize for that.
Is there much of a difference, Brandon? Is there really?
That's fair. That's fair. I probably would have said the same things to him on the phone live as I'm saying now. So reminiscing 2015. Here's how we got started, everybody. I'd done a podcast or one or two, and they sucked, right? They sucked. And Matt Sizemore, my best friend, he's not the best podcast partner. You know, he kind of sucks. And I'm like, I don't want to be the responsible one. I can't be the responsible one. I need somebody really, you know, guiding and being a stickler for the details. Plus, me and Matt didn't listen to podcasts at all. So, like, we had, like, no, we didn't know it.
You had no frame of reference for what you were aiming for.
Zero frame of reference. I guessed it on Bob Carroll's Swiffle Fantasy Football podcast once or twice. Anyway, so a couple years pass. We're in Hawaii together, and we hang out. We knew each other in Oklahoma. We ended up being in Hawaii at the same time. Rekindled our passionate friendship. You know, like where we take hot showers together and stuff like that.
Yeah, and make fried pickles with Doritos.
Dude, yeah, we should do that again. I throw up after drinking a couple Bud Lights in the Bellows Air Force Station. I made a joke.
Never forget that tree you yacked next to.
No, I'll never forget. And that tree won't forget it either. Trees, they every year they get another ring. One of those rings is probably just my puke. So I make the joke to you, Travis. Hey, we should make a podcast.
And I'm like, yes. God. I've always wanted to do that. I was just waiting for you to ask.
And gosh darn it, you forced me into it.
Hundreds of episodes later, here we are. well, in lieu of coming up with actual content for this episode, I decided, you know, it's 2024. Mm-hmm. When we started this podcast almost, you know, 10 years ago, the world was a very different place. Technology was not as advanced as it is now. Mm-hmm. Now we live in a society where large language models and AI are commonplace and are being utilized for a number of different things. So I thought, instead of generating content ourselves, I'll just turn to ChatGPT.
Oh boy.
That should be the way to do it. So I part of it was out of a curiosity. Okay. Curiosity, chat GPT 4.0 just came out, just became available.
Well, I'm gonna interrupt you real quick, because really this is going back in a sense, this is going back to a couple of our first episodes where we fancied ourselves a technology podcast.
Yes. Well, so I think I fancied us as a technology podcast, and you just wanted to podcast. So at the time, I was listening to podcasts like The Verge Cast, which is still an active podcast today, but it's a podcast from The Verge. They talk about tech. I was really into that type of stuff, like the latest computers, the latest technology. And I thought, wow, if that's what I like listening to, I totally want to make a podcast about that. After like three or four episodes, you're like, I don't care about technology. It's, can we just talk about movies, please?
And it wasn't that I didn't care about technology. I just felt that there was an extreme limitation in talking about technology, because all we were doing was talking about news and technology that we heard from other people who actually touched the technology. And it was like, if we're just going to regurgitate tech news, then I feel like we're just being crappy.
Yeah, we needed to get our feet in the door so they could start sending us free stuff, Brandon.
That's right.
It just never happened. And it's still, well, I mean, we've gotten some free stuff now.
After, Manscaped.
he's wearing promotional t-shirts on our 250th episode. So I was curious if ChatGPT even knew who we were.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah.
Right? Like, could you ask most people about apathetic enthusiasm, they'll look at you blankly. They don't understand. So I simply posed the question to ChatGPT.
And this is 4.0, yeah?
I think so, yeah. It's okay. The latest one.
Okay,
yeah. I did it today.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, what do you know about Apathetic Enthusiasm Podcast? And the response, apparently searched from 5 different sites, is that the Apathetic Enthusiasm Podcast, hosted by Travis and Brandon, covers a wide range of topics in pop culture, including movies, television shows, and other entertainment trends. The podcast is known for its humorous and thoughtful discussions, often featuring reviews of classic films and the latest TV series. Episodes typically blend casual banter with the insightful commentary, making it popular among fans of pop culture. Now, is that just something you wrote that it told me off the internet, or did it come up with that?
A lot
are
of
those
it,
your words, Brandon?
A lot of it sounds like me, if we're being honest. What's funny, Travis? I want to get back into more ChatGPT stuff. But helping Matt.
Oh, it'll be here when we're ready.
Helping Matt. So Matt just got a new job, I was helping him like prepare for his new job. And part of it was like coming up with like a test communications plan. And so I saw the scenario and I was like, well, you can think about it like this. You ask this question, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Da, 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 da. Let me write something. And so I threw it together on Word real fast. And I sent it to him. It's all bulleted and organized. And his response was, holy shit. Tell me you had used AI for most of this. I said, nope, none of it. He's like, are you AI? So the point of that story, Travis, is maybe I did write a lot of that in some way, shape, or form. But
yeah,
what else?
It is possible. ChatGPT goes on to say, in addition to Apathetic Enthusiasm, the hosts also produce other shows such as Interdimensional RSS, Submit for Your Approval, all available under their main platform. They frequently release episodes on current events and pop culture phenomena, and their content can be accessed on major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And then it provides links to those different platforms. How helpful. Thank you, ChatGPT. So then I asked, and I was really trying to stump it this time, what are some of the best episodes? And it gave me a list of 4 episodes. I want to know if you recall anything about any of these episodes. Okay.
All right.
First up, this is episode 143.
Okay.
Godzilla versus Aladdin.
Okay. All right.
Do you need me to read you the description?
Is this where we talk about Godzilla King of Monsters and then the Aladdin with Will Smith? Is that
it? Probably is.
Okay. Read me the description.
I don't know. I think this is ChatGPT's description. This episode delves into a fun and imaginative discussion comparing the worlds of Godzilla and Aladdin. It's a great listen for those who enjoy creative, offbeat conversations.
Okay. I don't remember that episode. If it's a creative conversation, then no, I don't remember it.
I think I might remember working on the image for this one. Maybe. I wonder. It had to have been that both of those movies came out on the same weekend. Your family went to watch the Godzilla movie. my family went to watch the Aladdin remake. And then we had to record that week. And so that's what we ended up talking about, was Godzilla and Aladdin. I don't know what's so great about it, but I'm intrigued to go back and like look at some of these episodes and see if they're actually any good, or if ChatGPT was just like, hit the randomizer, give me four episodes.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the next one? Yeah, this one's pretty recent. This is episode 228. This isn't that long ago.
No, it's
called So Many Spiders. Do you remember the episode So Many Spiders?
Is this a Spider-Man episode? We're like into the multiverse, across the multiverse?
It is. In this episode, the hosts dive into their multiple viewings of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, discussing various aspects of the film and their thoughts on its intricate storyline. That was when we were talking about Across the Spider-Verse. Still a great film. I need to actually rewatch that movie, because we're not too far off from the second part of
that's right.
What is it called?
Yeah. Across
the the second part coming up. Yeah, that's the one. Thanks, ChatGPT.
Sure. Thanks, ChatGPT. Did you ask it any other questions? Because I asked it a question.
Oh, well, I did. I did ask it one other question.
Okay. What question is that?
I said, hey, ChatGPT. And this is not what I asked it at, but this is a long-standing discussion and a point of contention potentially between Brandon and I in terms of the history of this podcast. So I asked ChatGPT, which host is the funny one?
that's really funny. I would say that you are now.
And the responses in the Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast, both Travis Menard and Brandon Cruz share the spotlight and humor, but many listeners find Travis to be particularly funny. Reviews often highlight his comedic delivery and engaging personality. Travis is known for bringing a lively, humorous touch to their discussions, which complements Brandon's style well. And that's why this episode is brought to you by ChatGPT. I want everybody to go support AI and large language models. It's the future, really.
One thing I want to point out is that probably
how often ChatGPT is wrong.
Yes, but also that people oftentimes confuse me for the bald one, and so. In a certain sense, maybe ChatGPT did too, and it thinks that really I'm the funny, you know, and that you compliment my style well. Either way,
that's very possible. We all know who the funny one really is.
I did ask it a question. Well, first.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I also asked it, you know, what do you know about the Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast? And then, you know, kind of did a lot of the same things your version did. But I asked it a very pointed question. What is the worst episode of the show?
I was thinking about asking that, but you did it live. And that's the great thing about these large language models is we can continue to ask it questions and just make that the whole episode.
All right. It responded as such, identifying the worst episode, worst in quotes, episode of the Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast can be subjective as it largely depends on listener preferences. However, some episodes have received less favorable feedback from listeners and critics. And I'm dying to know where it's getting this information.
Is it the YouTube comments? Like, where is it? I don't know.
But this seems real. One such episode is episode 215, fairly recent, titled Glass Andor. This episode, which covers the movie Glass Onion and the Disney Plus show Andor, concludes what some listeners felt was excessive miscellaneous jibber jabber and a less structured discussion compared to other episodes. The host's tendency to drift off topic and spend a prolonged time on less engaging content contributed to its mixed reception. Ooh, it actually has a link to that.
Should just be the subtext of our podcast, like misguided discussion,
miscellaneous,
the Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast,
jibber jabber. But that's not all, Travis. This one,
we're gonna put that on a t-shirt. We need to put miscellaneous jibber jabber on a t-shirt.
Apathetic Enthusiasm, miscellaneous jibber jabber. Now this episode makes sense. This is from episode 99. This is going way back.
Double digits.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh huh. Another episode that did not resonate well with all listeners is episode 99. 2016 Urine Review Dumpster Fire Edition. While the episode aimed to recap the year, some felt it leaned too heavily on the negativity of 2016 without enough focus on the positive aspects or engaging content. This episode's structure and tone did not appeal to everyone, making it one of the less popular entries. It is worth noting that
that was the year when we fractured our listening audience by becoming too political.
GPT, it does go on to conclude, it's worth noting that these less favorite episodes still contain the humor and pop culture insights that fans of the show appreciate, but they might not be the best starting points for new listeners. For a consistent experience, newer episodes or those with a clear focus on popular media might be more enjoyable. Huh. Thanks, chat.
So I think ChatGPT is our biggest fan. Yeah. Thanks, that chat. Are the three people that listen to it now, to this now.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate AI, generative AI models. The only thing, I don't always want it to be a perfect source or like a go-to source for like everything, right? I feel that AI is great for as a tool to spur ideas, get those juices flowing. But still you have to fact check a little bit and you gotta tailor a little bit. I put a LinkedIn post yesterday with a job and like I wrote all of it by myself and I was like, how should I end this? Okay, I'll say something from ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT gave me some shit and then I was like, no, I'll keep everything but just like give me a good conclusion. And then when I posted it on LinkedIn, I said in parentheses, by the way, ChatGPT wrote that last paragraph, I'm writing this parenthetical. comment. Because I think that's what's important with ChatGPT. Keep your personality in there.
Yeah, it's important to understand these large language models and understand how to use them properly and ethically. Yeah, but I think my kids are going to have a way easier time in college than I ever did. That's all I'm saying.
For certain. Definitely easier than I did. And I like writing, so...
what else is going on, Brandon? It's 250th episode. Yeah, what did Joe Bob have on this week?
No Joe Bob, last week. He's this next week. There's a new Joe Bob episode and I think it's a horror movie from 1981. People think it's Graduation Day, which I've never seen. So looking forward to that. I downloaded a couple new games for the Xbox. Hades, which is not a new game. It's an older game.
It's been around a minute, but I never played it.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. You know, it's one of those rogue games. And I like those games because there is progression. And I know that whenever I die, it's my fault because I'm impatient. But I get burnt out really quick. Because I like play the hell out of them for like a complete day, and then I'm like, okay, no, I'm I need to stop now. And then there's another
one. That's enough.
And there's another one called Kingdom, which is cool. That's all. What about review?
That's the humorous and witty banter that ChatGPT is talking about when we do our riveting video game and movie reviews.
Yeah. Yeah. Riveting.
Riveting.
Yeah. Let me ask ChatGPT. Hey,
I played Mario Kart 8, a bunch. I revisited Mario Kart 8 and then, spent half the week trying to get the Lorcana app, Pixelborn working again on this terrible hotel internet, where I kept having to re-download different assets to get the game to work properly. Oh, yeah. It took me like a week to get the base game working. But nice. I'm back. I can actually play again.
So. Congrats. Yeah. ChatGPT says this about Kingdom. It's a minimalist strategy game where players take on the role of a monarch, exploring, recruiting followers, and building a kingdom to protect against nightly attacks from mysterious creatures. I said, hey, what do you know about the game Kingdom in one sentence? Thank you, ChatGPT. Yeah.
Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm, where every episode after 250, it's just us reading stuff off ChatGPT.
Hey,
somehow chat. It's gonna be better. I guarantee you, like some of the biggest I guarantee you, the New Heights podcast with the Kelsey brothers, or Two Bears One Cave with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, they're just doing the same thing. They're just reading ChatGPT. That's all it is.
It's basically script.
They're getting endorsement deals. It's pretty much the same.
It's basically a script they haven't done anything.
Just because they're famous dudes.
I mean, famous for what? Being funny? Like, you know, like, it's not that hard.
I mean, two of them are professional football players, and the other two are comedians.
Yeah. Are they funny? The football players.
I mean, kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, see? How difficult is it going to be
to play football? Hey, ChatGPT, which one's the funny one? Travis Kelce or what's the other one?
Oh, the Kelce brothers. Oh, I thought I thought you were talking about...
Why can't I think of his name?
They sing Cake by the Ocean. That's not even all of the Jonas Brothers. It's just the one. Cake by the Travis and Kelce and Jocko Kelce.
Bob is gonna disown me for not knowing Jason Kelce's name, like off the top.
Why would Bob disown you? It's not as if that dude played for the Eagles.
Jason Kelce played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, see, why would anybody know that? Philadelphia sucks.
Go Birds. NFL released their schedule. Brandon, were you excited about that this week?
Yeah, heck yeah, man. Because I want to see the Rams play the Dolphins here in Los Angeles.
It's good. It's good. Then you don't have to put up with them Chadges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did know.
My plan is to go to Dallas for a preseason game, which is the closest I'll get to seeing the Chargers this year.
I saw a pictograph, an infographic that said the teams that travel the most this season are the Chargers at number one, and then the Dolphins at number two. Cool.
Well, they figure every Chargers home game feels like a road game anyway, because all the fans there are cheering for the visiting team. So they might as well just send the Chargers out on the road so that at least they get, you know, per diem or something.
Yeah. Rams games are like that too, I think.
I don't know if to the same extent.
Oh, sure. But sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. All right. Well, let's see what else happened.
250.
250.
We watched
hit the sound effects again.
Oh, sorry.
That'll save any podcast.
This is the worst episode of the show. If we ask ChatGPT next week what is the worst episode of the show, it'll say without question episode 250. Objectively, look, I know I'm just an AI, but it was bad.
Did you even listen to it? They just used me for half their content.
And I don't even like me. Self-loathing AI.
Self-loathing large self-loathing language model.
SL. A coworker of mine, Tyler, he bought some Lorcana cards. And so I'm like, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll buy a starter deck." You know, for somebody who actually cares about me, who actually wants to, you know, hang out with me.
Don't you toy with my emotions, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you and I can't play at all because we're distance, right?
You just have to download Pixelborn. That's all you have to do.
Honestly, I don't think I need to do that, right? Because you don't get to keep any of my cards, right? So realistically, we could live stream a game to play like over Zoom if we get like a multi.
Oh, yeah, thing. For sure. There are people that. Yeah, there's if you put a camera down on where like your play space there. I've actually heard about some tournaments being run that way, but they have huge issues because live stream tournaments, it makes it really easy for people to cheat because they can just like have cards like off to the side or something if their hands like. It's easy for people to be nefarious, but obviously between you and I, that would never happen.
No. Fuck. No, definitely not. As I slip the cards away.
Did you actually buy a starter deck?
No, I didn't buy a starter deck. No. I'll probably buy one when we're in San Diego together.
Good. Cause I'll have, like all my cards there and I'll have decks ready for you to play with.
That way we can go to like the game player section and just, you know, just play some games when we're too tired to hobnob with celebrities
to walk around or steal food out of the press room. Yeah.
The best.
Seeing as you brought it up, Lorcana did drop their new set of cards this last week. They came out last Friday. It's called Ursula's Revenge. I went and bought a booster box. So that's 24 packs of cards. Got a fair amount of the new set in that box. pulled an enchanted card. Those are the super rare cards.
Wow.
Current valuation of the card I pulled is more than the cost of the box. So happy with that. I need to find a legitimate way to sell it so that I can actually make that money back instead of just having a card that's worth that amount of money. But yeah. So that's fun. Next weekend, I am traveling. I don't know if I talked about this last week on the podcast, but I am going out to attend
Dragon Con,
the Lorcana Challenge in Atlanta. So I'll be there if any of the four listeners of this podcast, we got another one. They are going to be in Atlanta. Look me up. Let's go watch people play card games together. I'll probably participate in some side events while I'm there, but excited to go check that out.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's super, super cool. We'll probably have a chance to talk about this later, but on the 8th of June, I get to go. I'm going to the No Values Tour in Pomona, where just a slew of punk rock bands playing Bad Religion, Dead Kennedys, Black Flag, The Adolescents, Viagra Boys. Really, really looking forward. Viagra Boys isn't
yeah, you talked about this. And then I think you played. Did you play Viagra Boys? Like maybe it was on a post show.
It was a post show. Yeah. Viagra Boys. So good. Looking forward to that. Not a whole lot. I need to get tickets. I have plane tickets. No, I need to get plane tickets to New York, Binghamton, in a couple weeks because the Sterling Fest 2024 is happening up there. And they're unveiling the Rod Sterling statue and the bricks that people who donated to the Kickstarter will. And obviously, I got a brick up there. So it should be cool. A couple of my Twilight Zone podcasting brothers and sisters are going to be up there. So I'll get to meet them in person. That'll be kind of fun. And then,
that's exciting. And we're only like 2 months away from San Diego Comic-Con.
Dude, this, hey everybody, this is going to be a busy ass 2024. There's so much stuff going on. We're like a little bit stressed when I start thinking like, oh, okay, No Values is coming up. And then No Effects' final tour is early October. And then we're going to see ELO for their final concert in October. And then the Sterling Fest. I think I was going to go to New Mexico for 4th of July, but I don't think that's happening now. So that's good. But my mom told my older brother, hey, Brandon and Chelsea are going to go visit you in Washington. And we're like, what? We didn't say that. And but now my brother thinks that we're going up there, so we'll have to figure something out. But we did want to go to Washington, but then we're going to go to Disneyland after we go to Comic-Con with you. Oh, and then I'm going to go to Oklahoma City to see you be recognized for your greatness. You know, when you think about it like that, stress out doesn't really cover the emotion accurately.
Yeah, look at how far we've come from just sitting at home all the time watching Netflix and building our own fantasy leagues. Look at us. Who'd have thought? I'm excited for everything that's going to be coming up. Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend, so I anticipate we will not have a new podcast. That's right. We did 250 and then we quit for 2 weeks. But we're going to go celebrate a long weekend with our families. And then we'll come back and talk all about the exciting things that we're taking part in. Just as we close, I do just want to say thank you again to anybody that has ever supported this podcast. If you've downloaded one episode or every episode, thank you for continuing to be a listener to, especially like the patrons over at patreon.com. They are going above and beyond. So thank you so much to them for continuing to support this and all of our podcasts. If you came here from another podcast, like Interdimensional RSS, thanks for sticking around. We really appreciate you guys. And I'm excited for episode 500 in 2039.
Yeah. What I want to say about episode 500 is that maybe I should start planning something now. That way I'll actually have content for episode 500. Actually, maybe yeah, one of these.
I'm going to start using ChatGPT for all of it.
Maybe one of these episodes leading up to episode 500 will be the episode 500 planning extravaganza, right? Like maybe like 251 will be an episode 500 planning event. Live.
Yeah. Live. Live on the podcast.
Live on the podcast.
A podcast about us planning a podcast. That's all that I got. Brandon, anything that any final words?
Yeah, thanks to Bob Carroll for giving us our first $50 towards production fees. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks for being part of our lives in hearing things that we don't remember. Like ChatGPT mentioning things, I don't remember those fucking episodes. And people still listening and then like sending us emails and notes and being and saying things about like, oh yeah, and then this happened. And then like there's inside jokes, but it's been so long since we've had those conversations that we don't even know what those inside jokes are. So please send us a comment with a link to that episode and the timestamp so I can go back and then give you an appropriate response.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, but thanks for listening in anyway. But that's all I've got, Travis. Thank you for being my friend and my partner in this adventure, and to 250 more.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And until next time, I'm Travis.
I'm Brandon. Bye.
Bye.
And I think that that's the end of the episode. Congratulations, Brandon and Travis! That's staying in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.